Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ceres itself is a relatively large object, so it's 950 kilometres in diameter, and it looks cratered. And in fact, the recent images from it show remarkably, as well as the cratered terrain, which you might expect, within the craters there are some really light patches. So this makes it very interesting, because what we think about Ceres is it's a relatively primitive asteroid. It's wet, perhaps about a quarter of its mass actually being water. And so these bright features on the surface, we don't know exactly what they are yet, because at the relatively large distance which Dawn is at the moment, its pixel size on the surface is something like 4 kilometres. So we don't know for sure exactly what these things are, and we won't find out better till something like April.
What can we learn from studying these asteroids? Why are they important to our understanding of the solar system?
Asteroids are very important because they're the building blocks of the inner solar system. So Venus, Earth and Mars, the cores of those, were all made by collisions of asteroid-type objects. So the asteroids are very important because they're leftover building blocks.
How will Dawn study Ceres?
Dawn has just gone into orbit around Ceres, and after that it will actually sort of go into a lower orbit, and then using ion propulsion it will actually slow itself down, so eventually it will end up in a 380 kilometre orbit. It has a number of instruments on board, including imaging, but also infrared and other instruments, looking at the possibility of water vapour plumes and basically looking at the surface and trying to determine whether, for example, Ceres has a liquid water ocean, which is something we hear about at a number of different solar system objects. For example, the moons of Jupiter, Europa, Ganymede and Callisto, all of these have liquid water oceans. And also at Saturn, we have Titan and Enceladus, which have both recently been found to have liquid water oceans as well. So could there be liquid water in another place in the solar system? Where we didn't really expect until recently.
So is the significance of finding water there that because these are leftover building blocks that could have contributed to planets like our own, that they could be the source of at least a big proportion of the water that we have here on Earth?
Yes, they could be a source of the water, because recently the Rosetta spacecraft, which is currently at Comet 67P, Churyumov-Gerasimenko, showed that the isotopic ratio of the type of water which there is there sort of rules out that type of comet in terms of bringing water to Earth, because people have thought for a long time that maybe comets were the source of water to the early Earth. But now, with the new Rosetta result, the sort of focus has turned on to asteroids as being more important. And so Ceres and objects like that are remnants of those types of objects. So they could really be telling us about the history of the solar system.
And after it's done with Ceres, what's next in store for Dawn?
Well, that will be the end of the mission then, because it's already done one asteroid, Vesta, and then it's doing Ceres, and eventually it will just be left in orbit around Ceres and eventually might be crashed into the surface. But Ceres, the key story here is that it's primitive and wet, and about a quarter of it in the water state, and so that makes it a very interesting object in terms of where Earth's water came from.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. acast.com.